Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to Chimpeons to Deadlands Reloaded. An actual play podcast telling the story of three drifters using the Savage Worlds rules and Deadlands Reloaded setting. This episode is sponsored by our patrons, Inner Cube TV, Ben Styles, Stuart McQueen, Tayshul, and Doug Blath. And now that's out of the way, on with the show. As you know, the dust settles and people start coming out from behind barrels and troughs and things.
Deputy, let me give you a hand with those bodies. Where will you be taking them?
Oh, I guess we dig him a hole in the cemetery and chuck him in there.
I'll follow your lead.
Well, yeah. Okay, we'll get a few of the hands from the... We'll get a few of the other deputies and we'll sort that out.
I'll start walking down the street. Is everybody all right? Anybody hurt?
People seem shaken, but no one seems hurt apart from the wrong ones who rode into town to raise hell and just got the shit kicked out of them.
They came to town to raise hell and they got raised by heaven instead.
Reverend Allen, I hate to say this because I can see how many you've already got, but I know you're using your abilities and all that, but the way you use them, you completely brought them to a standstill.
Oh, another bloody white one.
Don't forget the piano player is dead.
The piano player is dead, yes.
Do you want to say a few words for him?
Well, he's not going in the communal pit with the raiders. He's a person of this town. So, well, I hope.
So yeah, Vandergarden goes off, gets all the deputies, so six of them in total. You do the tidy up with them.
And whilst he's doing that, I'm going to check the bodies for weapons and ammunition and see what they carry, and any personal effects. And I might secrete one about my person.
Do you have sort of any skill that would allow you to do that with subterfuge?
Well, I've got stealth.
I'm going to assume that will probably do it.
Okay, cool.
And I will just use Mr. Vandergarden.
Ooh, and that. I will spend a penny on that, because that was shit. Oh, yes, and I make it.
Oh, you're lucky, because his notice is shit. Oh, yeah, and Jebediah got 16, so... Because something like that is obviously an opposed role, so it's not just a matter of making it, it's a matter of making it enough so that the other person doesn't notice. But you easily do that. So, yeah, as they go through the rigmarole, it becomes very quickly apparent that any stray horses, any stray weapons, any stray ammunition, anything of value is quickly rounded up by the deputies.
Can steal him from the dead.
There's very little money involved. It seems that these guys seem to mostly have just their weapons on them. So they are all armed with Colt peacemakers and Colt revolving rifles, which I believe without going